This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Gay School.
What? What just happened?
Just got a whole lot serious,
I did it
guys.
Right.
This always happens when I'm on here, isn't it?
This is, in fact, Gay School.
It is, isn't it?
Yep. That's what it is.
We did get a quick response to our earlier topic about men, cis men playing trans characters or playing female characters, which who did point out there are some roles like Mrs. Doubtfire, Rocky Horror, things like that, that do get, you know, public and critical acceptance, but it's still not ideal.
It's not, as a trans community, as the trans community, you know, we're just not 100% behind that.
Do you find
basically.
It more? Do you find it more just as a common cool relief for other people?
Yeah, we don't want to be reduced to that, basically. And we got another quick comment. Commercial TV shouldn't whitewash characters to suit a mainstream audience. Don't dumb it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're getting at.
Now we are going to be going on to Gay School. First up, I'm just going to be internally groaning this entire time, just so you know. Texas Republicans back treatments to turn gay people straight. Republican politicians in the U.S. state of Texas earlier this week officially backed gay cure treatments, despite some states making the therapy illegal. How sarcastic can I possibly be?
Bravo.
Delegates at the Texas Republican Party's convention voted to recognize the validity of reparative therapy. The Texan wing of the Republican Party now recognizes the legitimacy and efficacy of counseling, which offers reparative therapy and treatment for those patients seeking healing and wholeness from their homosexual lifestyle.
Healing from their homosexual lifestyle.
Sinfully delicious.
Yeah, just try to cure me. What? If you cure me, will I turn out like you?
Oh, well, anything can happen in these days. It's crazy.
I don't want to be
except,
cured. Being
except
cured
things that can't
boring.
Happen, reparative therapy. Because pretty much every major medical and psychological organization has come
work.
Out to say, you know what, this
doesn't
is work. Actually crap.
Doesn't work.
A quote from the American Psychiatric Association. The most important fact about these therapies is that they are viewed on based on a view of homosexuality that has been rejected by all the major mental health professions. To date, there has been no scientifically adequate research to show that therapy aimed at changing sexual orientation is safe or effective.
Hey, they're walking on new grounds. You just never know, guys. This could actually work.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I swear we've got it this time, all right?
Maybe science isn't. Who knows? It's probably wrong. Who knows?
So far, the states of New Jersey and California have both banned reparative therapy for teenagers and other minors. Thank God.
Mm. The thing that always gets me about things like this is their names. You know, reparative therapy.
Yeah, because apparently we need to be fixed.
Yeah. But it's really insidious and really...
It's like I have... Apparently I'm broken because I kiss girls.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, no, how dare I be confident and secure in my sexuality?
Yeah.
It's curious how these go about. Is this therapy, like, located in the middle of the woods, surrounded by the men with this and, you know?
I did actually see a documentary on, like, a straight camp. Like, if you've seen But I'm a Cheerleader, like, the real-life version of that. But they were, like, you know... a bunch of teenagers confused about their sexuality, doing manly things like chopping wood and things.
Because that has anything
like
that. At all to do with sexuality.
It's like they're hugging shirtless and talking about how not gay it is.
They're becoming one with the woods. Get it?
They've learned the words no homo.
Yeah, so if you say no homo before you have sex with a dude, then you're not gay.
If you say GG and high five afterwards, then zero.
Oh dear.
Anyway.
Yes.
Back to topic.
A report into an incident involving the distribution of sexist and homophobic material by religious educators to students at a Victorian public school has found the provider was in breach of a number of education department policies.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow.
The incident and subsequent department investigation has contributed to an overhaul of the state's policies regarding special religious instructions, which is in SRI, in schools. In December last year, the SRI volunteers from Access Ministries, the state's only Christian-based SRI providers, distributed almost 20, what is this?
Bible zines.
Bible zines to students after a Christmas play.
Yes. Or apparently they instructed students to seek counselling if they had homosexual feelings.
This whole counselling thing.
And condemned masturbation and sex before marriage as sinful.
Sinful.
Delicious.
I don't... I mean, sex is hard enough without being allowed any practice, right? I mean, let's be real here. It's a bit unfair.
So, yeah, apparently everyone's going to hell.
Yeah, everyone. Sorry, guys.
Well, it's nice and... toasty.
There was a Tumblr post saying, with a sign from a church saying, is touching yourself worth an eternity in hell? And there were like 20 comments all just saying, yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh no, that's not the topic we're supposed to be talking about.
But
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, and there's definitely similar issues with, I've got, for example, transgender friends at private Catholic, air quotes, girls' schools, and it's just a really difficult situation to navigate a lot of the time.
Just sit down, be quiet, just nod your head, just one ear out the other.
Smile and nod. But yeah, it's definitely it's definitely a good thing that religious education institutions are getting looked at carefully.
Getting called out for the damaging things they're doing.
It's about respect, you know. Yeah. I mean,
it's about making sure everyone's comfortable.
Yeah.
We are on fine form tonight, guys. We've actually just run out of time.
Yeah, we did get one more text saying, enjoyed the discussion on transgender slurs. It's something that's getting attention, and I'm happy about that. Thank you.
Thanks very much. We enjoyed ranting about it.
We tend to do that a lot, don't we?
Isn't that just kind of, especially Eleanor and I, we get into the studio, we rant for an hour.
Yeah, we complain about the things that have been bothering us.
I love observing you guys. It's just, it's like a tennis court, and you just like one thing to another.
Oh, but you're really cute in the corner there.
I try to just observe and take it all in. You know, I'm trying to think in a third perspective.
You're doing a good job. We love you, Chris. We all love you.
You guys, well, I'm here to be warmth.
We will see you guys next week.
Yeah, thank you for the very final text saying congratulations on a great show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you. We love you all, but you especially, whoever sent that text.
You can find us on Facebook, look for Generation Next, and on Twitter, GNJoy949.
Well, it was a pleasure being here, guys.
Yeah.
We will see you all next week. Mwah.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.